So thank you for joining us for our next talk. The next talk will be about Collabora Online WebAssembly. And it's going to be with Caolan and Torsten.
Okay, I hope you can hear me. I can hear myself. So Collabora Online, was myself, Caolan McNamara and Torsten Burns, and we'll just get on with it. Collabora Online, typical overview. What we have is a... I can shout louder, but again, it's meant to be amplified. Collabora Online, typical overview. The idea here is that you have Collabora, you have your browser, you have a JavaScript front end. The JavaScript front end communicates back to a server. The back end server is a classic C++ compiled to native code. There's a web server daemon that basically manages a whole set of kit instances. And obviously, crucially with all these things, if there's no server, then it doesn't work because the browser talks to the server. If you have no server, if you lose connectivity or connection to the server, then your browser has nothing to communicate with and nothing works at all. Each kit instance that I mentioned there is basically LibreOffice. It links to LibreOffice core. It's big. The combined shared libraries on my local copy of it is 320 megs. So you've got a very, very large core body of code from LibreOffice that is included and linked to by each kit instance. Each instance is one document, so when you connect to Collabora Online, each document is running separately and each individual document is its own instance. When you've got multiple users, it's still one document. If they connect to one document, if you've got one user, three documents, you've got three instances. And then the server mediates between your browser and forwards things to each client. Client renders images and you send back these pictures back to your JavaScript client. LibreOffice itself, core part of it is pretty portable. We've ported it to all these operating systems here, Linux, Windows, Mac, iOS, etc. On the core side, we have the famous bridge, which is particularly specific to the ABI of your architecture. But we have ported it to all these architectures and all these different ABIs in the past. So there's plenty of experience and plenty of examples of being ported to very, very, very diverse sets of things at a particularly low level. Collabora Online itself, then, is pretty much doesn't have the issue of requiring this low-level bridge, so its portability is fundamentally easier on that side, even though then it is going to use Linux basically based APIs. So again, two things that are relatively portable in their own sense. Which brings WebAssembly in.
Yeah, that's my cue, I guess. Who in this room has not heard about WebAssembly? Okay, so great. So this slide is for you. in all brevity. So WebAssembly, well, the idea behind WebAssembly just is to have something that runs in the same sandbox as Java, but it's much closer to the actual machine level abstraction that languages like C and C++ are having, which the vast, like this massive amount of software out there already in those languages to be able, which is a smart move to run this in the world. The history of that is the ASM.js, like it started 2011, 2012 or something with ASM.js, also this Google PNACL project, where that started with a subset of the JavaScript, so that is able then to be run relatively performant, like almost like native performance in a browser. Fast forward a few years, 2015, WebAssembly became a standard, started implementation in a browser, like with the W3C. The MScript project, big kudos, by the way, to MScript for enabling that based on LLVM framework to compile C and increasingly also C++ and the more complex features there down to WebAssembly. So small asterisk, some footnote there, some website security policy is still required to run that because of the way of actually running in the same sandbox. It's using the shared array for actually having the memory and also the code there. if you look at the roadmap and the browser support, then you realize this thing has arrived. It's pretty ubiquitous. Not all the features are there. Some features are beta or just in the process of being standardized. But you, regardless of where you are, mobile or desktop or anywhere, like even this Node.js and Wasi, like on a server, has excellent WebAssembly support right now. That's the roadmap there. And with any decent browser, you have at least a subset of that, which is good enough. Which gets me to what does it have to do with LibreOffice here? So in 2015, we had a first look at that because it's kind of obvious to say, well, LibreOffice is so portable, why not port it natively to the browser? And we utterly failed back in the day. It was just the way that the C++ support that was available in MScript was just not enough. I mean, there was essentially no decent support for exceptions. There was a lot of problems with threading. So we tried again in 2021, and we're very grateful to, in particular, NLNet, but also to Collabora and my company for funding that. And we started again, and long story short, we succeeded to port that. It was quite a ride. It took more than a year. But yeah, given the fact that LibreOffice was already very portable, the build system was already there, MScript was already there, a lot of the building blocks were there. Qt, which we use for the GUI thing that you see there in the screenshot, had already been ported, so lots of those bits and pieces were falling into place. Some of them actually, while we did the port, we were actually still quite lucky that in the end we were successful. So why did we evaluate that after this initial failure? Because like things like AutoCAD and Unreal Engine and all those projects had already ported, so we were reasonably confident that we were still hitting like those nasty roadblocks. Like LibreOffice has this habit of breaking everything because it's so large, and so did we. So, for example, at some stage we wanted to link, and it took like almost 100 gigabytes and took 2 hours just to link the thing.